97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Some of my fondest memories, both as a child and as an adult, were fishing with one of my uncles. The man just was the luckiest fisherman I've ever seen. So if you went with him, you kind of hoped that some of that rubbed off on you. And quite frankly, he taught me a lot over the years. I was never as good a fisherman as him, but I always loved it.
So if your name is nickname is Big Fish, what was his nickname?
The Mountain Man. He was the mountain man on the CB radio, okay. So I was the big fish.
That's a good mentor in life, isn't it?
That's right.
The Missouri Brush Control guest line is fired up, and we have Pat Bowden, Bowden and Rod McGrew from the American Bass Fishing Alliance, because they've got an event coming up that we want to definitely get the word out. Gentlemen, welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and this is the Great Outdoors portion of the show, by the way.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Good to have you guys on. This is a group that you guys have, the American Bass Fishing Alliance. Tell me what your mission is.
Well, basically, our mission is to develop and engage, encourage, and educate our youth here, high school youth, in the multiple aspects of the fishing industry. That's our motto.
Yeah, I think it's great. And Rod, let me ask you this. I have two kids that went to Lafayette High School here in the greater St. Louis area. They have a friend who also went to Lafayette, I believe, who ended up doing some semi-pro fishing and was involved in that. But I don't think they had like a team from the high school. How do you get this message out to some of these schools that aren't involved? Because clearly you're trying to get more kids to realize what a great industry this can be, right?
Exactly. And again, this is Pat Bowden talking.
Okay, Pat,
so, yeah. And so I think I'll let Rod go ahead and fill us in on that one.
Okay. What we may try to do with our main objective is the high school fishing teams. If somebody is not registered or doesn't have a high school fishing team, feel free to contact us. And if we have space available, we'll be glad to sign them up to attend the conference.
Well, with every big event, Pat, you know, you've done this. This is your third annual. What was the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from last year to this year in running this event?
I think the biggest takeaway we had was the success that that you saw on our young high school anglers' faces walking out the door and saying thank you so much for having this. Having the high school coaches contact us and say, man, that was the greatest thing. We want to be there next year. And by doing that, it's just grown exponentially.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah,
it's a bi-state high school school bass fishing teams conference. So it's not a tournament, but it's more like a fishing show, like the public fishing show, but it's for the kids.
Well, what we have is we bring in a group of pro anglers, touring anglers. This year we'll have five touring pros that come in, and we'll rotate the kids through each speaker like they would a regular high school day. They'll rotate through their classes. We also have some vendors coming in that are on the electronics end, for Garmin and Lowrance and Humminbird. They'll have classes for the coaches and the boat captains while the kids are rotating through their own classes. So
yeah,
it's set up pretty neat. And then of course the vendors that we bring in, we'll give the student anglers time to rotate through there and talk to them about their products as well. Yep.
Well, I mean, I wish it was something I'd had access to. I wish there was something like that when I was in school years ago. There may be people out there interested in that, so hopefully they'll reach out. We can give out contact information here, but just to let people know, the event is coming up Saturday, December 2nd at Vianney High School down there in Kirkwood off of South Lindbergh there, Kirkwood Road and 44. Now you have limited availability, right? Only 200 slots, is that right?
Yeah, we have... right now, we have approximately 120 to 130 students sign up. So we have we have some room available. Some of the teams have more than 20 students, so they have them on a standby list. But yes, we have space available. And for information, they can get a hold of us at American Bass Fishing Alliance at gmail.com, and we can give them some additional information.
Yeah, is there a season? I mean, kind of for people who have never heard of this or they weren't aware of it because maybe their school doesn't have a team and they're brand new to it. Is it like a weekly or a monthly competition? How is this set up?
The high school teams in Missouri have schedules that basically will have tournaments, probably five or six tournaments that run during the summer months.
Okay.
And they'll be competing against teams from St. Louis. Teams will be competing against teams from the Table Rock area, Lake of the Ozarks area, Kansas City area, basically across the state. And you know, not necessarily any fantastic money prizes, but a lot of bragging rights for the students.
Oh, sure.
That's the best. you've got listed on your information for us that you'll have vendors out there. What other vendors besides Garmin will be on site?
Oh, we have plenty of other companies. What we tried to do was the local flavor by having some local companies come in, like Denny Dennis, Sporting Goods, Dunn's Sporting Goods. And then we've got some bigger names, of course, that are backing this event, like Lou's and Strike King and Bass Pro Shop and Shimano will be there. But we've got some non-fishing industry partners as well. Some are real estate companies and some are just individuals that want to contribute to make this a success for these young anglers. But yeah, we've got a lot of companies coming in, probably close to 30 total vendors that'll be there that day. Jim Crowley is one of our speakers. Jim Crowley he has his own radio show called Jim Crowley Outdoors, and also Slickfish Radio. He's one of our guys that the kids really wanted to have back this year, so we're going to bring him back. As vendors, it's all primarily fishing industry related. And we, like I said, tried to keep it local so that the kids can speak to these guys and figure out, well, what kind of bait should I be using for right now or this coming spring? And these guys are there to help them even with that.
Yeah, I think I got a new idea there, Bo. How about Big Fish Radio? I could do that.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah. I think, just kidding. I'm not going to steal his idea.
Create a podcast.
Don't worry. But Pat, maybe put in perspective for people how this industry has grown over the years. I mean, I remember growing up and watching TV shows with fishermen. I forget the names over the years.
Babe Winkleman.
That's one of them. I'm glad you thought of it. How has the industry changed? Because clearly it benefits the industry, as you mentioned, to garner more interest among our youth.
Absolutely. Rod and I have been both in the fishing industry as regional pro staff anglers. I've been in it for 23 years. Rod's been in it for about 30 years. And this all started a couple of years ago. We were fishing on Table Rock with a good friend and a Bass Elite pro angler by the name of Brian Snowden. And we were just talking a little bit about what's going on. And he asked us, well, what have you guys been up to? And Rod and I both had been going around doing onesie twosies with going in and visiting the clubs, the fishing teams that were on campus, wherever that may have been. And we'd go in and we'd give some seminars to them, just he and I. Well, Brian goes, well, have you ever thought about doing something a little bit bigger on a larger scale? And the light came on, and Rod looked at me, and I looked at Rod. And on the way home from that day of fishing, we said, yeah, we think we could do this. Well, so that's exactly what happened. We formed an LLC and got this thing stood up, and then it kept growing to a size where we need to form a fully nonprofit organization, which is American Bass Fishing Alliance, and we're 501c3, tax-exempt now, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Just to handle the influx of people that are wanting to jump on board to help these high school students get that maybe get that college scholarship, or who knows, they may be one of the next people that walk across the stage at the Bassmaster Elite Series or something.
Wow. What a great story, and how the genesis of it came to be. And here we are in the third year for you gentlemen. And, you know, the kids that were in it year one, year two, and maybe, you know, graduated and moved on. But how cool must it be to get together December 2nd and see these kids telling their own fish stories of their summer and what happened, you know, what they caught, how, and it's no different getting, you know, young people into something like this, getting away from the video games and screens, and they're doing something outdoors, they're breathing fresh air. There's so many positives to this. It's kind of like Mark and I have talked several times, and we've had them on, the young shooters, skeet shooting teams that
trap
are out
shooters,
there.
Yeah,
it's very similar. Or it's like any VFW. They're just looking for new blood to come in. It's a good organization. We're doing good things, and I think it's word of mouth, and that's why we do this show, to spread that word. So we want to make sure the availability gets filled up for your 200 slots. Where can parents or even the students that are listening go to get this information and get signed up?
Well, basically what we need to do is have them reach out to us through American Bass Fishing Alliance at gmail.com. Our marketing director will handle all the incoming emails, and then he'll forward those to both Rod and I, and we'll basically send a packet out via email to those that are requesting on how they have to go through the registration process. Some of the young anglers don't have a high school team.
Right.
But there are other high school teams out there that are willing to take them on as one of their team anglers. And so we'll do a lot of behind the scenes things by hooking those people up directly with those coaches that are able to take on added anglers. So yeah, they just need to reach out to us through American Bass Fishing Alliance at gmail.com.
Wow.
And like I said, our marketing director there, he will take care of everything and forward it so we can get the information out.
Sounds like a good time. Again, Saturday, the 2nd of December over at Vianney High School. Go to the website to find out more details. Pat Bowden and Rod McGrew, thank you for your time and your efforts.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on board, guys. Appreciate it, and appreciate everything you guys do on your radio program.
You bet. We'll talk again soon.
If I can inject one thing, I'd like to invite you guys, if you'd be interested in coming out to the event and doing a little remote thing, we'd be happy to have you.
Well, a guy with a nickname Big Fish, he'd probably make that happen, couldn't he?
Well, that's what I think. Yeah, better to be a big fish than a little minnow.
That's always been my argument. I just have to tell you. Thank you for the invite, guys. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. Same here. Bye-bye.
Absolute. Big Fish TV. I can see it all. I've got a whole.
The grave and be your special guest.
Yeah.
Pat Bowden and Rod McGrew, American Bass Fishing Alliance at gmail.com on our Missouri Brush Control guest line. That's really cool. Just, you know, encouraging young people to get into it. You know, you may not have an uncle that's into fishing like you had, or a grandfather or dad like I did. I think it's a great opportunity.
My nephews are fruit for fishing. If it's a warm day and they don't have school, sometimes even after school, they're even fishing a little pond in their neighborhood. It's crazy.
Fake sick.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I have to tell my nephew about this. He'll love it. All right. Going from, you know, the fishing season's kind of coming to an end with the cooler weather. But hunting season is just ramping up right now. They just had the first weekend of gun deer season. The bow hunters are out there. We're going to talk to Jim Richmond from Drury Outdoors coming up on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.